This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to fill the aprons of you children with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Each jewel of this knowledge is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. Question. Why is so much importance given to an incognito donation? Answer. Because the Father is now giving you the incognito donation of the jewels of this knowledge, which the world doesn't know about. Then, by donating these jewels of knowledge, you children claim the kingdom of the world. This too is incognito. There is no war or explosives, etc., nor is there any expense. The Father donated the kingdom to you in an incognito way. And this is why great importance is given to an incognito donation. Double Om Shanti. One Om Shanti is said by Shiv Baba and the other by Brahma Dada. The original Dharma of both of them is peace. Both are residents of the land of peace. You children are also residents of the land of peace. You residents of the incorporeal world came to the corporeal world to play your parts, because this is a drama. The intellects of you children are filled with the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the drama, from the top to the bottom. God is the highest on high. Then together with him there are his children. Understand these things very well. No one apart from you has this knowledge. You are studying in God's school. God speaks. There is only the one God. There aren't 10 to 20 gods. The Father of the souls of all religions is only the one. Then, when the Father creates the world, there is also Prajapita Brahma, the Father of the people. Shiva cannot be called the Father of people. People enter the cycle of birth and death. Souls enter the cycle of birth and death according to their samskars. Then there has to be Brahma, the Father of people. It is remembered that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, created creation through Brahma, the Father of people. People call out to him, "O purifier, come." When the world has become impure and is about to end, the Father comes to make it pure. You now know that the Father only comes once. He doesn't come at any other time. You have now received all of this knowledge. You are actors in this drama. Actors in a drama should know about the act of everyone, that is, what part everyone plays. Those are only small, limited parts. Everyone comes to know those dramas. You also go and see them. If you want, you can write about them and also remember them. They are just small dramas. You know that this is a very big, unlimited drama, from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. You children know that you are now receiving your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. Later you will receive limited inheritances and limited properties from limited fathers. Baba has explained to you that those who become kings become those for one birth, by making donations in their previous birth. It isn't that they will become kings again in their next birth as well. You, who were kings and emperors in the Golden Age, shouldn't think that your kingdom disappears. When the path of devotion begins again, they, the copper-aged kings, donate a lot and perform a lot of charity, and they therefore enter a kingdom. However, those kings have vices. You, who were worthy of worship, then became worshippers. That is temporary happiness. It is only now that there is sorrow. You have happiness even in the Tamopratan stage. There is no question of fighting or quarrelling. All of that happens later. When the population is in the region of hundreds of thousands, fighting, etc. begins. You children have happiness in the golden, silver and copper ages. When the Tamopratan stage begins, there is then a little sorrow. Now everything is Tamopratan. The father explains, this is a Tamopratan world. You know that this is an unlimited drama. No one can be liberated from it. When people are distressed by their suffering, they ask why God created such a play. If God were not to create it, there would be no world, there would be nothing. There is the creator and creation. There is the detail of this from the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age. Only a few more days remain. You will see all of this in a practical way. You will not be told everything in advance. Only a small part of the cycle of 5,000 years now remains. You will not be shown it in advance. You will watch it all as detached observers as it happens. Whatever is to happen will happen exactly as it did in the previous cycle. You can see that the preparations are now taking place. Destruction will definitely take place. Preparations for everything are now taking place. All of that is fixed in the drama in advance. Destruction will definitely take place. The father now explains to all of you children, you souls have become Tamopratan and now have to become Satopratan here. You understand all of this now. The father comes in an incognito way and gives you this knowledge in an incognito way. No one in the world knows this. You claim the kingdom of the world in an incognito way. No noise is made about that. This donation is said to be completely incognito. The father comes and donates the imperishable jewels of this knowledge in an incognito way to you children. No one knows how incognito the father is. They don't understand where all of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris go or what you do. You children know how incognito Baba is. He makes you children into the masters of the world in an incognito way. When there is no war or explosives and no expense. Here there is so much quarrelling in just acquiring a small village, and there is so much violence. The father comes and donates to you in an incognito way. He fills your aprons with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. People say, fill my apron, innocent Lord Shiva, the Bhandari, the one who fills the treasure store. You know that Shiv Baba is filling your aprons with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Each jewel is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. You donate so many jewels. You become such donors. That too is incognito. Deities have been portrayed with so many weapons and arms, etc. In fact, there was nothing like that. The deities in the Golden Age don't have that many arms. In the Iron Age, so many various types of weapons have been given to the deities. They have bombs for destruction. So what would they do with swords and bows and arrows? Because you speak of the sword of knowledge, they have understood it to be a weapon. It is nothing like that. You receive incognito donations. You then give these incognito donations to everyone. You know that Baba is giving you Srimat. Srimat comes from God. You know that you come here to become Narayan from ordinary humans. They are called full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full of divine virtues. Only those deities have divine virtues. The degrees then continue to decrease. It is just like the light of the full moon, which is very good, and it then begins to decrease gradually, until just a thin line remains. It doesn't disappear completely. A line definitely remains, and this is known as the first day of the new moon. Yours is an unlimited aspect. You become 16 celestial degrees full. It is said that mothers saw the moon in Krishna's mouth. The father sits here and explains that those are matters of visions. You now have to become full. Maya has completely eclipsed you. Only a line remains. You have continued to come down the ladder. Everyone has to come down the ladder, for only then can they return home. There are only a few of you now. Gradually, the number of you will increase. Many don't pass in their studies. Your number of centres will also continue to increase gradually. When the time comes closer, they will understand what you have. Day by day, the number will increase. People now say that they thought the centres would be finished in a short time, and that all of them would close down. In the beginning, because of this fear, many ran away. They thought, we don't know what will happen. We won't be able to belong here or there. Therefore, it would be better if we ran away from here. They ran away, and some of them are now coming back. The father sits here and explains to you easily. He doesn't give any difficulty to these innocent stone intellect ones. They too have to be uplifted. They say, Baba, I am uneducated. The father says, it is very good that you haven't studied anything. Forget all the scriptures, etc., you have studied. I am not teaching you a great deal. I simply tell you, remember me and the kingdom is yours. Your boat will go across. When a son is born, he says Baba and has a right to his inheritance. Here too you claim a right to it. As soon as you remember Bapdada, the kingdom becomes yours. This is why it is remembered that you receive liberation in life in a second. Wealthy people will have a part at the end. It is first the turn of the poor. They will come to you of their own accord. Even toilet cleaners have to be uplifted. There is also praise of the natives. They say, Rama ate the half-eaten berries of one of the natives. In fact, it wasn't Rama, and it wasn't Shiv Baba. Yes, it is possible this Brahma had to eat them. The natives will come. For instance, if she brings some toli, how could Baba refuse? Shiv Baba says, I wouldn't eat that. I am a bhakta, beyond the effect of experience. Everyone will come to you. Even the government will help you to uplift them. You will automatically be inspired. Baba is the Lord of the poor. Therefore, you also have to explain to those who are poor. Many will also emerge from amongst the natives. There isn't a single deity left from such a large tree, because everyone has been converted into other religions. The father says, explain to those who do devotion. You can see how the sapling is planted and how Brahmins are created. Those who become Sun and Moon dynasty deities will continue to come. Even if you hear this knowledge once, you will definitely go to heaven. Baba has also told you the example of the sacrifice at Kashi. They used to go and sacrifice themselves to Shiva. They should receive something at least. You also sacrifice yourselves. You are making effort for the kingdom. There is no kingdom of heaven on the path of devotion. No one can return home. What happens is that they experience punishment for the sins they have committed and settle them in that way. And they then take a new birth and their sins begin afresh. However, they all have to remain here. You are number one. You experience 84 births. Everyone has to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The father says, at this time, the whole world tree has reached a state of total decay. All human beings are in darkness and are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. There isn't just one Kumbhakarna, but many. No matter how much you explain to them, they don't listen to you. Those who have it in their parts to make effort do so, and they are the ones who climb into the heart of the mother and father and become seated on the throne. So many daughters say, Baba, I have to scold my children. Baba says, that doesn't make you accumulate a lot of sin. You call out, purify us impure ones. The father says, lust is still the greatest enemy. It isn't said that anger is an enemy. Mothers don't have that much anger, but men fight a lot. The father has placed you mothers at the front. Salutations to the mothers. Elsewhere, women are told, your husband is your god and your guru, and you have to follow his instructions. As soon as the knot is tied, she instantly becomes impure. That is the God she found. The kingdom of Rama is now being established, and everyone will continue to die. Baba has explained that there are those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction, and those who have loving intellects at the time of destruction. Your intellects have love for the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You souls know that Shiv Baba has entered this one, and that you are listening to him through this one. He is such a tiny point. This is the temporary chariot of Shiv Baba, and the sacrificial fire of this knowledge is created through this one, and it will continue to grow. The lake continues to be filled with every drop of the children. You children continue to use everything you have in a worthwhile way, because you know that everything is going to turn to dust and nothing will remain. You say, at least let this much be used in a worthwhile way. There is the example of Sudama. Children sent Baba a handful of rice or 6 to 8 rupees. Wonderful child. The father is the lord of the poor. All of this is fixed in the drama, and it will happen again. There are still those who are in bondage. Baba says they are fortunate because they have at least caught hold of Shiv Baba's hand. The day will come when those from Arya Samaj will also come here. Where else can they go? There is only one shop for liberation and liberation in life. Everyone has to experience punishment and go into liberation. This is the time of settlement. Everyone will return home. It will be the bridegroom's procession. You will have visions of how the procession will go back. No one apart from you can see this. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Understand the value of the incognito donations that you have received from the Father, and fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge. Continue to give incognito donations to everyone. 2. At this time of settlement, when everyone has to return home, use everything you have in a worthwhile way. Become one with a loving intellect. Show everyone the path to liberation and liberation in life. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of power to face Maya and, as well as being innocent, become an almighty authority. Sometimes innocence causes a great loss. Easiness adopts an innocent form. However, do not be so innocent that you're not able to face anyone. As well as being easy-natured, you need also to have the powers to face and to tolerate. Just as the Father is the innocent Lord, and also the almighty authority. In the same way as being an innocent, if you also become an embodiment of power, you will not be hit by Maya's bullet. Instead of creating opposition, Maya will salute you. slogan. When you hoist the flag of remembrance in your heart, the flag of revelation will be hoisted. Aviat signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. Make the pilgrimage of remembrance especially powerful. Become experienced in being an embodiment of this knowledge. The pure and benevolent attitude of you elevated souls and the powerful atmosphere will give the experience of bliss, peace and power to the desperate wandering souls who are calling out. Om Shanti.